This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency held steady Tuesday after last week's sharp decline, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue, with Ankara Wednesday announcing new tariffs on U.S. imports, including such products as vehicles, tobacco, and alcohol. The Trump administration is warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home, as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is reportedly frustrated over a lack of progress in resolving the dispute. A White House official quoted as saying if no resolution is seen in a matter of days or a week, there could be further action. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Cavusoglu, warned pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for dialogue. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign says it won re-election based on their vote count in a runoff with his opponent, former finance minister Soumaila Cisse, who said the vote was fraudulent. He said he rejects the results.
La mission de l'Union européenne appelle les candidats.
European Union observer mission head Cecile Kayenge appealed for restraint and to avoid announcing estimates from each candidate ahead of the provisional results. Those are due out Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud, but procedural irregularities. This is VOA News.